begin the current daf and set the tenth daf to zayin. Begin with days. Begin with tzimtzum asli. Begin with the gemara. My shvius. What does it mean? The seventh one. It means shvius la'arucha. It means seven for the long ones. Tosfos can explain the relationship of the ending of every one of these brachas. So first of all, what does it mean? Shvius la'arucha. Pirush. This that we're calling it the seventh bracha, even though really it's the sixth additional bracha, is because shemeskin laharach, because they it's from the beginning of when they started lengthening, b'leima b'kasher s'tchinas, and to say requests and supplications, b'teich bracha shel kol Yisrael. So although that's not an additional bracha, it's from the regular Shemayin essay, but they extended and expanded the bracha b'kol Yisrael. But it's not from the additional brachas of six that they make by a fast, because Lohim Asim Rakshish would only add on six. So we say it's the sixth bracha, but it's the seventh of the ones that they extended and lengthened. So what are these six/seven brachas? So Harishayna shall goyel in a minute. Like we're saying, the first one of goyel Yisrael is not from the count. But Uba Imrim, but there they extended it, and they would say, Mishan Lavram, he who answered Avram. What's that? Lafishar Yerushan L'Nitzal. Avram Avinu was the first one to be saved. Shenitzal Menimrod, where he saved from Nimrod, who wanted to throw him into the fire. And that's from the element of Gula, being saved. Therefore, we mentioned it first. And that Chasima is like we always do, Goel Yisrael, which is this redemption, being saved. Ubishniya, now the second one, she Rishonim and Ashisha Nesapis, which is the first of the six additional new brachas. Amar, the person, they would say, Misha Anla B'Sein Ol Yamsuf, he who answered our fathers on the Yamsuf, B'Chaisim, and they would conclude, Baruch Zech Abis, blessed is he who remembers the covenant. Now, Fikuch Amr B'Zachrein, the reason why they say this with the memories, the Fishayim Ibn Tzayim, because the Kriyas Yamsuf is when they were in Egypt, B'Nisyashim Nagula, and they already gave up from being redeemed. But Lab Nemeh, that's what it says in Shemayim, Eskaz B'Z, I recall my covenant, that's regarding Zechrein. So to the third bracha, Shishni Menaminim, which is the second one from the count of the six, is Shemeh Trua, that Hashem hears the Shofar blast, that's B'Yeshua, Shenen B'Richa, that's where we mentioned Yeshua, who was answered when he was trying to conquer Jericho, Yericha, the Hainabu Oyd Yisrael, but Gilgal, and why do we say Yeshua, but Gilgal? Because the Jewish people were then still in Gilgal, but Shofaris, and he was answered with Shofaris. So therefore, Hayyam Misha Anli Yeshua, but Gilgal. Therefore, it says he who answered to Yeshua and Gilgal, if Shenen B'Shofaris, because they were answered with the Shofaris, that he blew the Shofaris and the walls came down. Al-Ravis, and the fourth one, we have Yishlishim, which is the third of the count, is Misha'an L'Shmuel B'chulu, he who answered to Shmuel, etc. Where B'Shmuel Ksiv Tz'akwa Tfil, B'Shmuel says screaming and davening. B'Gav Eliyahu Ksiv Tfil, Ma'yol Eliyahu, it says davening. Anein Hashem, Anein Hashem, answer me, Hashem, answer me. Ma'amin B'Gemar, which is saying the Gemar, the Tz'akwa Gav B'Shmuel, he says the screaming by Shmuel, but Tfil Gav Eliyahu, and Tfil by Eliyahu. B'Yashem, some say, no, Tfil Gav B'Shmuel, but Tz'akwa Gav Eliyahu. Why? The other Ksiv Anein Gav Eliyahu, who Tz'akwa, when it says answer me, it was actually screaming, not Tfila. And moreover, Shmuel b'mitzvah, so Hashem listened to Shmuel in mitzvah, which that's me'in, that's from what we say, El Hashem b'tzarasali, which there was a tzara that the Pelishtim were fighting with them, and they were saved by Shmuel's tefillah. That's why I mentioned that in that bracha. L'Eliyah bar Kamel, by Eliyah, we say that he answered with the coming down the fire in Mount Carmel, can I get S.A.N. alarm, which is equivalent of lifting my eyes up to the mountains, which was on Har Carmel. And also all of them, like David and Shlema, they're all related to the bracha, as Tyson can explain later on. Soon next Tyson asked to begin with the Gemara, Baruch Merachem Ala Aretz. Blessed is he who has compassion on the ground. Which, this is continued from what we said in the previous Tyson, with the Gemara, David and Shlema, Shaykh Lema Ala Aretz. That's related to say the idea about Eretz Yisrael, because David and Shlema is Baal Ala Aretz. They both davened for Eretz Yisrael. David, we find, he was davening regarding famine. There was a plague in Eretz Yisrael, by the angel of death, which was Begurden Ravna, in the granary of Ravna Yevusi, where that's where David HaMelech built. He bought that granary and he built the Mizbech over there, and that stopped the Magefa. By his prayer that he said when they were bringing the army to the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Ki Ba'aretz, a famine that's in the land, and he davened for that and he was heard, so they both davened for the land of Israel. Additionally, you could say, Mishum, the Askin Beis HaMikdash Ba'aretz, because David and Shlomo both instituted the Beis HaMikdash, which is the primary thing of Eretz Yisrael, where David bought the place, and Shlomo actually built the Beis HaMikdash. So they're both related to the Bracha Merachal and Arts. Now, but like Kasha, and says, don't ask how the Chash of Yoin make me David. Why is it mentioned Yoina before it mentions David, when David is before Yoina? Because Abigab Shari couldn't, although he was earlier, Mishum the Boy Lamechim Ala Arts, but since we wanted to conclude with the Bracha Ala Arts, from the Pashak Gemara, like more of these planes, and that's applicable to David and Shlomo, therefore we say Yoina before David and Shlomo.